Welcome back to About Music, The Art of Listening. Today we're going to look at the influence that Beethoven had on future composers, and today specifically on Chopin. Beethoven's influence on the generations of composers who followed him was monumental. He bridged the classical and romantic eras, transforming music into a deeply personal and expressive art form, and opening the door for future experimentation in structure, harmony, and emotional depth. The emotional zeitgeist was deeply influenced by writers, artists, and musicians who captured the spirit of the age. Romanticism flourished with creators like Byron, Shelley, Turner, and Schumann expressing a deep reverence for nature, human emotion, and the sublime. Writers explored themes of individualism, rebellion, and the tension between reason and passion, while artists used dramatic contrasts and evocative landscapes to critique industrialization and celebrate natural beauty. Musicians, following on the example set by Beethoven, pushed boundaries, channeling both personal struggles and the broader societal upheavals into works of profound emotional depth, resonating with a world caught between hope and turmoil. Over the next sequence of episodes, I'm going to share with you the viewpoints and music of many composers, ranging from Chopin to Chuck Berry and beyond, and mention the influence of Beethoven on them as well as their view of Beethoven. Not since Johann Sebastian Bach was there a composer whose legacy was so universally acknowledged, and whose influence extends right into the music composed even today. Bach laid the groundwork with his mastery of counterpoint, harmony, and thus he set the foundation for Western classical music, his work being a model of technical and emotional balance. Beethoven reimagined its emotional and structural potential. These two ensured their enduring influence on all facets of Western music. Our first composer, Frédéric Chopin, had complex feelings about Beethoven, reflecting both admiration and a certain distance. While he respected Beethoven's genius, he did not share the same deep connection to Beethoven's bold dramatic style. Chopin's music was more introspective and poetic, focusing on nuance and refinement rather than Beethoven's often grand and stormy expressions. Chopin once remarked that Beethoven's music could feel too loud or aggressive for his taste, which aligns with his preference for subtle emotional expression. Despite this, Chopin still studied Beethoven's work, especially his piano sonatas, and acknowledged Beethoven's profound impact on music. His reluctance to emulate Beethoven's approach was less about dismissing his greatness and more about carving his own unique artistic path, rooted in lyricism and delicacy. And in this respect, he followed Beethoven's path of independence. In essence, Chopin respected Beethoven's achievements, but sought to express himself in a different, more intimate musical language. Regarding the piano itself, Beethoven and his increasing deafness was a factor that caused piano manufacturers to build bigger and stronger pianos with a bigger sound. His demands as a composer and performer pushed piano makers to innovate and improve the instrument, ultimately leading to the development of the modern piano. Beethoven collaborated with manufacturers Broadwood, Erard, and Streicher to increase the range of notes available, to improve action and pedal mechanisms, and to achieve a greater dynamic range from the softest pianissimo to the most thunderous fortissimo, all of which Beethoven incorporated into his compositions. The Broadwood piano that Beethoven received in 1817 featured 6 octaves and a robust tone, inspiring some of his late piano works. Now let us listen to a piano sonata by each of Beethoven and Chopin, demonstrating specifically that Chopin used Beethoven's innovations of thematic development and harmonic progressions, and that following the path of Beethoven, his compositions require unprecedented technical skill, setting a new standard for virtuosity and also for length. Beethoven's F minor Appassionata Sonata's opening theme, a simple ominous arpeggio is transformed through variations of rhythm, dynamics, and harmony, creating an intense dramatic progression. Beethoven develops this theme throughout the movement, integrating it into contrasting sections while maintaining its haunting character. The frequent use of fragmentation, chromaticism, and rhythmic drive builds a sense of urgency and tension. The second movement provides a calm set of variations in D-flat major as a complete contrast, but the third movement reignites the stormy driving intensity. Here the theme, reflecting the first movement, is reinterpreted, fragmented, and recombined back in the key of F minor. The restless arpeggios of the first movement echo in the perpetual motion of the third, creating a cyclical feel. In this sonata, the level of technical skill demanded of the performer makes this a popular choice in piano competitions to show off the abilities of the contestant.
Thank you.
Beethoven's music set a precedent for the virtuosity and emotional depth expected of piano compositions. This inspired the 19th century composers like Chopin and further drove piano innovations to accommodate their increasingly demanding works. Beethoven's technical and artistic demands spurred the evolution of the piano from the small, delicate instrument of the classical era into the powerful, versatile instrument of the Romantic period and beyond. His legacy can still be heard in the robust sound and wide range of today's modern piano. Chopin composed most of his works on pleyel pianos, whose delicate and responsive qualities perfectly suited his nuanced, expressive music. But when he required power, like Beethoven, he used Erhard or Broadwood. In Chopin's Piano Sonata No. 3 in B minor, Opus 58, the first movement begins with a dramatic, sweeping main theme that is transformed and recontextualized throughout, moving between virtuosic brilliance and lyrical intimacy. The fourth movement revisits this and develops motives introduced earlier, presenting them with heightened intensity and resolution. This sonata has a cohesive feel across the movements, like the Beethoven did. The lyrical second theme of the first movement, a graceful song-like melody, echoes in the melodic content of the largo, which is the third movement, creating an emotional through-line. The sonata's tonal scheme centered around B minor, and the recurring contrasts between drama and lyricism tie the movements together. Thank you.
Thank you.
Comparing Chopin's approach to Beethoven's, Beethoven often creates strict thematic development and transformation between movements, while Chopin's approach is more atmospheric and emotional. In both of Chopin's sonatas, referring to Beethoven's, thematic and tonal connections exist, but they are subtler and focused more on sustaining a cohesive mood rather than reworking themes in a structural sense. Chopin retains the sonata structure of Beethoven with fiery outer movements, and at the heart of the sonata a lush, slow movement of lyrical beauty. In his sonata, Beethoven omitted the scherzo, which he usually included, but Chopin includes this Beethoven innovation, although he switched it from the third to the second position. Both of the sonatas we have listened to are highly dramatic virtuoso works in minor keys, and compared to the classical sonatas of Haydn and Mozart and even Beethoven's own early sonatas, they are emotionally draining, and they are of much greater substance in what they require of the pianist, the piano, and in terms of sheer length. Please join me again next week as we continue this exploration of Beethoven's influence, and we look at that great romanticist, pianist, composer, and musical journalist, Schumann. Until then, stay safe.